criminals and homicides, and may the power and the sovereign of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come to be that saint as a picture of the Christian and of your service to the
Thank you.
God. They know that God has come to return to their life. They have not necessarily faith around. Faith is the same as the rest of the people. If they have fallen to the things that they have to do, the conviction is that something is not sin. If you read that chapter, you then find that there's a whole stream of examples of faith in Holland. And they're all examples of people. And the relationship with God. They're not facts or figures or words. You talk about David, Abraham, Noah, Moses, and the rest, and all picture Christ in the person of God, not in words and formulations about him. And it wasn't a bed of roses that he lived on either. Things hoped for and things that seemed suggest that faith is not going to be perfect. And this is an important point I want to make. If we have doubt and fear and don't always know exactly where we're going, it doesn't mean that we haven't got faith. If we have moments when the whole thing seems a bit different, it doesn't mean that we're suddenly losing our faith. Faith and doubt the opposite of doubt, I would say, is faith, and faith should never be confused with that. The opposite of faith, I would say, is faith, and faith is that there is no faith, no authority in faith, and no conviction about things not seen. Faith is the real danger, perhaps even the cure. about certainty. It isn't about the world even when we can't see it. It says the things scriptural and the conviction of things not seen. That all makes faith a great adventure, a lifelong exploration. The resurrection life is an exciting adventure. It's about change and transformation, about becoming what God has created us to be. And adventures are things to those who want to be absolutely certain where they are and to know exactly what's going to happen next. So let's pray we will be given the grace and courage for the bumpy, uncertain, but exciting journey of faith.